Thank you. So some of the ongoing care examples would be for physio. We run a menopause clinic. There's lots of patients that have ongoing problems with hot flushes and vaginal dryness and all the menopausal symptoms that we all know so well for patients. But also, there are many younger women that have fertility concerns. And although they may have been seen in assisted conception units prior to treatment, at the end of treatment they're thinking, so when? How long is it before I go back? When am I going to be able to start thinking about having a child in the future? I've mentioned the weight management programs, things like Look Good, Feel Better, if you have those in the trust. Very key things. Patients don't always have time to attend these kind of programs when they're in treatment. And at the end, things like complementary therapies, things that help people with well-being and feeling better, can be just as important at the end of treatment as they are during. Stress management and relaxation, very important. We certainly make a good few referrals onto our psychological support team. And I've mentioned the telephone support services and the self-management workshops with breast cancer care.